When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back. Welcome back. So today is the 143rd episode, Target 366. So welcome back, everyone, to this podcast, and for regular listeners and newbies that have just arrived. So welcome you. Wishing you a warm welcome. Today we're going to talk about the word shout, let it all out. This is a beautiful song written by Tears for Fears back in the 80s, and a wonderful song that relates letting out extreme pressures and stress in our bodies that could lead to anxiety. If you ever had a chance to have a, you know, give this a go. There's a lot of talk on it. There's a lot of it's actually taken as a therapy, even though there's been disputes about it, and especially psychology. In psychology, they actually say there's no effect of it. But I know personally, on the level that I know, when I was going through some serious anxiety and stress, and I needed an outlet. I knew that by going out there and dancing with something called the five rhythms, where we can get into somatic, get into the body, and dance our emotions out. I'm penting emotions, and really, really helped me. So I thought I'd share this, in depth, and also the origination of which people on this planet actually developed the idea of shout to let it all out, you know, as a therapy. And I do believe as a therapy, and when you couple that with dancing, okay, it really has a different effect. It's very cathartic. And let's talk about it. Originated, I just want to thank a friend of mine. Most of my podcasts originate from just sitting together and talking about certain issues and whatever comes up, and something that's related to anxiety, alternative way to deal with anxiety or stress or any trauma. And this particular topic is very close to me, I just can't tell you enough how valuable it is. So the first time you go and find somewhere where you can get in touch with yourself through your body, really, you know, only through letting emotions and stuck energies release them through your body, and shout during your dancing. It's going to have a lot of effect and a lot of release, even though it might be a short term. But it's worth doing it. It's a bit of exercise, and some of the recipes for health is exercise and releasing some of the stresses in life. So whatever you're going through at the moment. So let's move on and look at, like, shout it out as a therapy, release stress and anxiety, and let's look at the idea who first developed this. Whoever developed this. So the idea of shouting as a therapy to release the stress and anxiety has been around for centuries, and has been practiced in various cultures. However, one of the earliest concept was William Reich, an Austrian psychoanalyst and psychiatrist. Reich believed that releasing pent-up emotions and energy through shouting could help relieve psychological and physiological tension, and also coupled with the dance. Since then, sharding therapy has been further developed and incorporated into various therapeutic approaches. I'm just looking at a picture of someone sharding, and it does have a wonderful, wonderful release. So I encourage that. So let's look into the history and the backgrounds of shouting therapy. Now we can trace that back to various ancient cultures, like in healing practices. In many indigenous cultures, vocalization and shouting were used as a means of release. You didn't expect that. Shout it out and used as a means of releasing emotions and promoting healing and connecting with spiritual forces. So, when I was dancing on the floor, I could also give myself an intention to shout, and I can feel the spiritual connection also by dancing and shouting, which is really interesting. So back in this, into the ancient Greece, the concept of catharsis emerged, which involves purging or releasing emotions through various forms of expressions, including like shouting. Now, the idea was further developed by philosophers like Aristotle, and later influenced the field of psychology. So there you go. Then moving into the future, and in the 20th century, William Reich, also mentioned earlier, introduced the concept of primal therapy, which involved expressing repressed emotions through intensive vocalizations, including shouting. Sometimes we can go up to a mountain, and somewhere like for us up here in Australia, for where I live, would be like the Blue Mountain, beautiful Blue Mountain, which is like 2 hours away. You can get onto the mountain, you can pick your mountain and then shout, and you can hear the echo all around the mountain and shout your stuff out. And couple that with a bit of music, it's just even singing to the song, Tears for Fear, shout, let it all out. That's all I remember, but it's I definitely need to go back to that one. But if we can vocalize to the tune, you can actually get a connection with the author and the artist of that particular song. You're shouting it out. And so the primal therapy involved expressing repressed emotions through intense vocalization, including shouting. And Reich believed that the release of this emotional energy could lead to psychological healing. So, I never say no to nothing. I'm pretty open to everything. And I think we, let's keep an open mind, not a rigid mind. And I the moment you start believing something, practicing something, that's evolution about to begin itself. So just sort of throw that in there, because keep an open mind to everything. So whatever we practice, whatever we believe into, is created. And I think I like to refer you back to the synchronicity, back a few podcasts, synchronicity. Probably we're without it being something in the 120th episode, around there somewhere. Go into, have another dive into the synchronicity. And synchronicity is like things that we can think about consciously, unconsciously, and that in later days or months or years evolves into the current and present, or things will appear, will manifest for us, to will attract to us, and then we'll go, wow, I created that. So shouting, can do that for us. So I truly believe in that. So in that kind of therapy, and once you couple this with different modalities, and also acknowledge or anything on anxiety, I think it's a winner. So let's move on. So shouting therapy gained further recognition and popularity in 1960s and 1970s as part of the human potential movement, which now explored the alternative approach to personal growth and self-exploration. And since then, various therapeutic modalities such as primal therapy, bioenergetics and primal scream therapy have incorporated shouting as a means of releasing suppressed emotion and promoting emotional well-being. Just today, I was just thinking about What, who, and where, and how can someone facilitate something such a program that involves various modalities to allow us to get up and just shout our stuff out? We might have had a bad week or bad day, or we're going through a bad relationship, or whatever we're going through. And just shouting this thing out, like I mentioned earlier, really, really is healing. So I suggest anywhere that has some shouting element in it, go and grab it. Go and do that. Release. And also, if we're going through anxiety, we need a healthy distraction. We don't need unhealthy distractions, and self-distractions is very destructive. So let's not go there, but go into something, distract yourself in a healthy way. There's things we can do. There's energy, stuck energy in our body that they need to be released. So let's look at what is the concept of catharsis and how does it relate to shouting therapy. We'll get this catharsis. That's the end result, the byproduct of shouting it out, releasing it out, and a happy kind of distraction. The concept of catharsis originated in ancient Greece, goes back that far, and in Greek philosophy, and that was later explored by Aristotle. Yes, so catharsis refers to the process of purging or releasing strong emotions, particularly negative ones, in order to achieve a sense of emotional relief and psychological healing. I have to admit here, I've heard along the lines that in Vietnam, where there's a lot of child trafficking happening, and I heard that survivors of sexual child abuse are actually using screaming to release the repent energy, so as a therapy for kids, amongst many other modalities, in how to treat the poor harmed kids who have been affected by harsh environmental, and who are traumatized by the effects of that particular trauma. So shouting is one of the things they do in that country to allow the child to release all that stuck energy in the body, somatically and etc. So, and amongst many other modalities that are used to, it might sound a little bit unorthodox, but it seems to be working, and so they keep using it. But in other countries, it's not suggested that shout therapy be used for children who are traumatized in such a way. So going back to the context of shouting therapy, the concept of catharsis is closely related to so shouting therapy aims to provide individual with a safe and controlled environment to express and release pent-up emotion, frustrations and unresolved feelings. So by vocalizing these emotions through shouting, an individual may experience a sense of catharsis, and you also get that in dancing, by the way. And as we release and let go of emotional energy that has been stored within us. So, it depends on where you go. I'm going to get back to the dancing part, because in Sydney we have the five rhythms, which is really, really beneficial. There's so many people following that at the moment. Originated this particular five rhythm originated in America, but now is so much used. As some of us actually use it as therapy, dance, releasing, expressing through it, and before you know it, you feel really good for couple. It's a great way to release some stress and anxiety by dancing your stuff out. Shouting can be seen as a physiological emotional outlet, allowing us to express ourselves in the raw and uninhibited manner. So it can help us tap into this deep stated emotion, confront our suppressed feelings, and release this emotional tension that may have been held in the body. Now, the idea behind shouting therapy is that by engaging in vocalization, releasing these emotions, we may experience a sense of emotional liberation, personal growth, and healing. It is believed that the release of this emotional energy can lead to cathartic experiences, facilitating emotional well-being and a greater sense of self-awareness. Also, as another modality, as a warm-up to this one, you can start with breath work and then oxidize and get ready for to enter the body, and then to go deeper, and then through the and then unlocking what is locked from the in the unconsciousness through the body. So in somatic sense, so it's very beneficial to release this emotional energy. And I just want to also talk about, So who actually encouraged the use of shouting therapy in 1680? So it's carried on in circa 1680. Who else actually used this type of therapy? Well, during the 1960s and 1980s, someone took this on board, and there was a range of therapeutic approaches and theories being explored. And some certain therapists promoted shouting therapy as a form of catharsis and emotional release. That's and so again, we're going to talk about this thing called the primal therapy, a therapeutic approach popularized by psychologist Arthur Yanov during that time, advocated the expression of repressed emotions through techniques such as shouting or screaming it out. And primal therapy suggested that by accessing once again, releasing deeply buried emotions, individuals who practice this could find healing and resolution for their psychological issues. So he popularized it, but so he took it on board and moved with it for a while. And then this took some attention and the popularity in that era, its effectiveness and the scientific basis have been heavily debated within the field of psychology. And over time, more evidence-based therapeutic approaches have emerged, focusing on comprehensive understanding of the trauma, attachment, and integration of mind and body. So yeah, it's interesting that the attachments and the integration of mind and body, how we can unlock things from the mind and the body combined. So today, trauma-focused therapies such as cognitive therapy, eye movement, and progressive EDMR are used more. And as I said, this is probably a good thing to use all the modalities to help, you know, CBT, EMR, shouting, you know, EMDR, and also the shouting therapy can all use to unlock certain things. And don't forget the dancing is really cool. So let's talk a little bit more about Arthur Yanov, that the advocate for the expression of repression emotion through techniques such as shouting, screaming. Well, in that time, 60s and 80s, psychologist Yanov popularized the therapeutic approach, and again, it's called primal therapy. Primal therapy, and it's all about expressing and expressions of a repressed emotion and means of healing and psychological issues. Now, he believed that by accessing and releasing deeply buried emotions, we could experience catharsis and ultimately resolve our emotional pain and trauma. Like folks have said, you need to be able to believe this to make it effective. And it's also the practice. And you know what? Even if we don't get, not being negative, but even if you don't believe in it, it's still a good distraction if you're going through some anxiety. That's a healthy distraction. So you can only go out there and explore things, and if they help, and you're also amongst people, wonderful people also exploring themselves, and just the practice of getting out and doing something and moving. I was listening to another podcast the other day from called Small Bits. It was a wonderful lady that said, that really hit home, and she said, if you're not moving, you're dying. So we need to move through things, and we need to do things, otherwise we all will die out. And quicker than we need. So I didn't want to say that, but it's true, and I'm trying to be authentic here as much as possible, and whatever pops up to my mind. So consciously, unconsciously speaking here. So yeah. This technique, shouting, vocal expressions, we use in primary therapy sessions, and to release repressed emotions. And let's look what did Yanov believe individuals could experience by accessing, releasing deeply buried emotions. He said that he said you can purge emotions and tensions and traumas, and you can release all these repressed emotions and unresolved traumas. There you go. Holding on to unresolved traumas is a case of anxiety, of topping on anxiety and topping on anxiety. And we can look at unresolving some of those root causes of psychological issues that, you know, sometimes you'll be dancing, shouting, and all of a sudden you go, I got it. Something pops into our heads, and actually, you know, we don't need to go, we need to journal on that straight away. We don't want to, you know, we do get clues sometimes from the subconscious, but we have to get out of the pains and into the body and into the unconscious and start journaling this stuff and say, got it, I understand it, and I'm trying to learn from it. So now we talk about what were the root causes of psychological issues. So Yanov believed that the root cause of psychological issues were repressed emotions and unresolved traumas. He posited that early life experiences, particularly those involving emotional pain, traumas, could become deeply buried within unconscious mind. These repressed emotions and traumas, according to Yanov, could continue to exert an influence on individual's thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. It's forever looping, right? And leading to psychological difficulties and disorders. And so this is Yanov's theory suggested by accessing and releasing these deeply buried emotions and releasing these deeply buried emotions, we can address the underlying causes of our psychological issues and achieve healing and personal growth. Well, there you go. So how can we address cause of the psychological issues? By accessing the releasing repressed emotions and unresolved traumas, Yanov developed a therapeutic approach known as primal therapy, which aimed to help individuals connect with their deeply buried emotions and traumas. In this thing, the method called primal therapy, clients are encouraged to revisit and express their early life experiences and associate emotions in a safe and supportive environment. This process involves accessing and reliving the original pain and trauma, allowing for release of repressed emotions. By doing so, could achieve healing and resolve the underlying cause of psychological issues. Now let's go deeper on shouting and dancing, release anxiety and stress and trauma. One of my favorite bits to do. So now we've done the history and the benefits and discoveries of the founding. Yanov's is just, you know, he's departed the world. So one, thank you for sharing all your knowledge and your wisdom. Just recently departed from this planet, so thank you for doing that and for passing on this wonderful knowledge to us, an exploration to the ones that got open mind to the study. So thank you for that, so no one is on this earth for a long time, so hopefully we can all have a good time anyway. Sort of throw that in there. And to have a good time is not to have a less anxious life. Be resilient and move as much as we can, which is getting out of our mind and into our bodies and relaxing our bodies through movement. So let's go into dancing because it's a movement, yes? And shouting with dance, shouting while you're dancing can be really cathartic and express ways to release anxiety, 100%, and stress and trauma. It can serve as a form of emotional release and help individuals let go of anything pending, any emotions, and shouting, providing the physical outlet, releasing tension, releasing the body, releasing built-up energy. Dancing, on the other hand, is beautiful. It can be a powerful tool for self-expression, moving the body in a way it allows for release and emotional, physical stress. So grab that opportunity whenever you see it to go dancing somewhere with a group, even dance yourself. You're all good. Just put on the music and go for it and express yourself and move your body. It's all about moving and allowing for release of emotional and physical stresses. And combining shouting with this and dancing can create this holistic experience that engages both the body, the mind, and the spirit, and providing a release for anxiety, stress, and trauma. Who needs it? However, it's important to note that it's not suitable for everyone. And but anyway, give it a go, and yeah, give it a go if you can. It might help. So what can you? We'll go into what should you consider before engaging shouting dancing as a form of emotion release. I think we should consider their safety. Ensure that the space you are in is safe and free from any obstacles that could pose at risk. And well, I guess there's a bit of a disclaimer if you're going to do this. As a pose of risk of dancing or shouting, clear the area of any sharp objects or fragile items that could be dangerous. All right, we can get carried away in this. When we get into this state of dance and music and shouting, we can get carried away. So let's consider our safety, and we do go to a group environment, it's probably better, and the safety has already been provided, the space to dance with. Physical ability, take into account your physical conditions and any limitations. Just do it at your own pace. You don't have to move around like a, you know, on the floor. Just do it at your own pace and do what's safe for you. Just shouting and just being there in that environment is very helpful in itself. It's contagious, and it's meant to be that way. If you have any health issues or concerns or injuries, it's important to consult, you know, a doctor, see what you can do. Emotional readiness, understand that shouting and dancing can bring up intense emotions. There we go. It's important to be emotionally prepared for what may arise during the process. If you have experienced traumas or have any unresolved emotional issues, it may be helpful to, you know, seek other therapy, all this sort of stuff. So support systems, consider having a trusted friend or support buddy next to you, nearby, so you can provide assistance or guidance if needed. If you do break out, if you do go into this deeper level emotional state, and sometimes you go into your own trance, and that's what generally happens on the floor. So after a two-hour therapy or dance therapy and shout therapy, things will unfold, and they can, you know, you need that supportive environment. So drag a buddy with you on when you go dancing and doing this kind of thing. So boundaries, set your clear boundaries for yourself and communicate them to others involved around you. In the process, important to respect your own boundaries and those others. Determine what feels comfortable and safe for you to do in terms of intensity, duration, and activity. You don't want to go out there and totally throw yourself out. Just do what's comfortable at your own pace. Everyone's fitness level is totally different. So consider your boundaries and what you need. And if you need to rest, you do. Self-care, after engaging in shouting and dancing, make sure that you prioritize self-care. Take time, bring lots of water with you, dehydrate. Engage in activities that promote relaxation, grounding, and to wind down. Well, folks, so just think about, while shouting and dancing can be like super beneficial for us all, it's not substitute for professional help or coaching, anxiety coaching, or any type of therapist. And so if you're dealing with severe anxiety, this is just an avenue you can explore. So if you've got some stress and traumas going on, do find people that are going to help you There's plenty of counselors and qualified therapists or life coaches or anxiety coaches. So reach out, and hopefully the information that you receive is beneficial. And you, if you feel like someone could use or hear this information to help them in their journey, enlighten them, and make their journey go with a little bit more ease and less, and with less stress, by all means, subscribe, pass it through, share the link, and share this podcast to many people. But anyway, I'm going to leave some more information. You may want to join our Facebook group called Anxiety to Tranquility. Also, I'll leave my calendar if you feel like you need to reach out. It's time for you to get in touch and get to know more. I'll be happy to help you. Okay, so friends, this is Nick here, ending another episode on anxiety, trauma, stress, you name it, all in that area. And then let's dance this stuff out. Cool? So until our next episode, to another episode, blessings, namaste, my friends, and hope you enjoy this podcast. Bye for me now. It's Nick Jensen here, Holistic Health Coach for Anxiety. Bye for now.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What are your self-care non-negotiables? It's hard to make time for the things that keep you healthy, but being consistent with self-care is like working a muscle. And when life gets crazy, that muscle keeps you strong. Therapy is the ultimate self-care, and BetterHelp makes it easy to get started with affordable online sessions you can do from anywhere. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.